This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Monday, March 10th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Senators defend reclamation staff. Western Growers defends FDA. NLRB head reinstated and spending deadline coming on Friday. Padilla, Schiff defend reclamation staff. After irrigation districts and the state's Colorado River negotiators pleaded to keep critical water staff, California senators have joined the chorus. Senators Alex Padilla and Adam Schiff shared deep concerns last week with new appointees at the Interior Department and Bureau of Reclamation. The Trump administration has reportedly fired 10% of Reclamation's California staff, adding to fears of inhibiting operations for the Central Valley project. The senators leaned on California priorities that may rub against the administration. In the contentious Klamath Basin, where Governor Gavin Newsom led the effort to demolish four dams, Padilla and Schiff pointed to the need to secure water supplies for ecosystem restoration and to support cultural practices for tribes. Reclamation has rehired five of the employees deemed critical to power plant and pumping operations, according to Politico. On that note, the Department of Government Efficiency is targeting dozens of federal offices in California for closure. The cuts would impact the Natural Resources Conservation Service in Woodland and the Farm Service Agency and Madera, that according to the Sacramento Bee. Western Growers hopes to preserve Human Foods Program. Western Growers is among a coalition of industry groups urging Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to maintain funding and staffing for FDA's Human Foods Program, arguing the initiative aligns with RFK's own Make America Healthy Again platform. In a letter to the secretary, the group affirmed its commitment to providing a safe national food supply and offered to help identify other ways to save costs associated with FDA programs. Court backs NLRB head after Trump's firing. A federal judge has reinstated the head of the National Labor Relations Board after the president fired her. The decision came less than a week after California Attorney General Rob Bonta stepped in on behalf of former Chair Gwen Wilcox. The judge ruled the president acted like a king in usurping the agency's independence and that, quote, the framers of the Constitution made clear that no one in our system of government was meant to be king, the president included. The administration is appealing the ruling. Trump eyes Canadian dairy and lumber for reciprocal tariff. President Donald Trump said Friday that he could levy tariffs against Canadian dairy and lumber imports in the coming days, just a day after he exempted a slate of Canadian goods from new 25% duties. They have a tremendously high tariff, Trump told reporters in the Oval Office Friday. They make it impossible for us to sell them lumber or dairy products into Canada. You can read our full report at AgriPulse.com. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. House GOP pushes full-year CR as deadline looms Friday. Lawmakers are facing a deadline this Friday to avoid a government shutdown, but the partisan impasse over how to keep departments and agencies funded, it's yet to be resolved. President Trump this weekend endorsed a House GOP plan to fund the government through the rest of the fiscal year, ending September 30. That continuing resolution released Saturday would need Democratic support to pass the Senate. and Democrats have come out strongly against the bill. Now, keep in mind, the Republican chair of the Senate Appropriations Committee, Maine's Susan Collins, said last week she'd like to see a short-term CR to give negotiators time to work on FY25 spending bills. In a statement this weekend, she said, quote, government shutdowns are inherently a failure to govern effectively and have negative consequences across all government. For more on the CR wars, you can read our Washington Week Ahead. Vaccines are no longer a part of bird flu strategy, Rollins says. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins reportedly says the department's bird flu strategy no longer includes vaccines for poultry and cows, following President Donald Trump's speech to Congress last week. Rollins told Breitbart.com that she had pulled that off the table, that after learning more about the ineffectiveness of vaccines in other countries. Rollins' comments came after Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. told Fox News that federal health agencies under his purview are opposed to poultry vaccines. USDA hasn't responded to a request for comment on the Breitbart report. On February 14th, Zoetis received a conditional license from USDA for a poultry vaccine that targeting H5N2 subtype. However, the company noted that, quote, the decision to vaccinate commercial poultry flocks against highly pathogenic avian influenza rests solely with the national regulatory authorities in partnership with the poultry industry. In addition, on February 25th, Elanco and Medgene announced a commercialization agreement for Medgene's HPAI vaccine in dairy cattle. Antitrust cases pushed, reports say. On the egg front, meanwhile, numerous news outlets reported that the Justice Department is looking into possible anti-competitive conduct in the egg industry by Calmaine Foods and Roseacre Farms. The companies are the top two shell egg producers in the nation. Wall Street Journal and Politico both cited sources with knowledge of the matter. Here's today's final word. We are assessing these reports to determine if any further action is warranted. That Elizabeth Peace, Senior Public Affairs Specialist at the Interior Department. Secretary Doug Burgum has directed Interior staff to review two national monument designations in California under the Biden administration, reports the Los Angeles Times. Ranchers have opposed the monuments over concerns of restricting grazing rights. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Monday, March 10th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jack Alley.